This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour, Hochman and Crowder program. By the way, speaking of what we were just speaking on, Crowder, Vegas does seem to think that the Jimmy Butler acquisition by Golden State makes a difference with that team. I'm just looking at odds here from Bet Online. So the Warriors to win the NBA championship after the Butler acquisition go from 40 to 1 to 33 to 1. Again, long odds either way, but it does make a positive difference, according to Vegas, the acquisition. The Heat, by the way, go from 200 to 1 to 500 to 1. And that kind of goes to what I was saying in the last segment. The Heat aren't better without Jimmy Butler. You've relieved yourself of a headache, but you're markedly worse. Now, we'll see what Andrew Wiggins brings. But you're markedly worse when you lose Jimmy Butler from your roster than, you know, having him.
100%, because he's very good, but he's not great. And I don't think, like, the West, I don't know if anything else moved, but I really – the Warriors aren't – they're not getting past the – they might be in the play-in tournament, to be honest.
Conference championship. To win the conference, Warriors go from 28-1 to 18-1. And how about this? To make the playoffs before Jimmy Butler, the Warriors to make the playoffs were plus 275. So fairly big underdog to make the playoffs. They acquired Jimmy Butler. The Warriors now to make the playoffs are minus 120. They are now favorites to make the playoffs.
I don't know if we're too close to say you can't see the forest through the trees. Yeah. I don't think Jimmy makes that big of a difference. We'll see. And I might be able to, you know what, eat crow, but I don't think Jimmy makes that big of a difference.
Very interesting. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll be surprised. I wonder if we're just clouded by the last few weeks. Like if we're forgetting how, like he's really good when he's out there. Really good. Again, it's not saying he's the top five NBA player, but he's really good when he's out there and he's engaged. But we haven't seen that in so long that maybe we just kind of forgot, you know, that he's still really good.
I've watched Dwayne and I've watched LeBron on a nightly basis. I know what greatness is. He's
No.
Good.
But I'm not saying he's great. I'm not saying he's great. But when you add a really good player to a great player, Steph Curry, we may be forgetting just how much of an impact he can have on that team.
So Steph swings it to Jimmy, and then he shoots a fadeaway one-hander from the baseline.
You're not arguing that he's not a really good player, and you can't argue that Steph Curry's a great player.
Yeah.
Add a really good player to a great player, and you have – like, that's what you've been asking for down here. Like, they have now what you've been asking for Jimmy Butler. Like, have a identified great superstar. And then let Jimmy be part of it, and now he's in that situation.
He's the two.
Yeah.
Right?
Two or
by far.
Two and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably the two.
Yeah. Draymond. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Draymond's old. Clay's gone. Jimmy as the two with Steph. I'm interested to see it, but I don't think that takes them over any big hurdles like the Thunder, like the Nuggets. Like, it's just the West is loaded right now. I don't see them. I just don't see that duo doing anything at this age. I would love to see Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph 6 years ago. That would have been stupid. At this age, man, come on, Hawk. They already got 401ks in.
Panthers tonight, by the way. Panthers update, Road to a Repeat. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers are in action tonight in St. Louis. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. It's an 8 p.m. puck drop. Panthers right now, minus 170 favorites. Goal total is set at 5.5. And if you want to lay the goals, Panthers are a minus 1.5 goal favorite, but that's at plus 145. And let's see, Panthers total goals tonight is set at 3.5. Let me just see who's in net. Goaltending. It'll be Spencer Knight in net for the Cats tonight. And again, you can hear the game here on 560. Let me give you a quick 15 minutes of heat as well. And we've talked about them all day, but it's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they'll double your down payment up to $3,000. That's online at HollywoodKia.com. We're talking about Jimmy Butler going to Golden State, how he'll be absorbed there, like what kind of difference he'll make. And I just read you the Vegas lines. Like, he does impact them in a very positive fashion. Ira Winderman wrote about it in the Sun Sentinel. He wrote about the Warriors embracing Jimmy Butler. And at sunsentinel.com, you can read. But he says, there's no greater example of trash to treasure than the NBA trading deadline. So, thrice suspended by the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler finds himself amid full embrace with the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry told the media, I know there was a lot of drama down there. Who really knows what the story is? We expect to have a motivated, committed Jimmy. Ira writes, if nothing else, at least motivated by the money that Heat president Pat Riley had been reluctant to offer, with Butler immediately agreeing to a 2-year, $112 million extension in the wake of the deal that has the Heat acquiring Andrew Wiggins and a protected first-round pick from the Warriors. Him signing an extension is big, Steph Curry said, knowing he's committed for this next little run. There had been initial thought of Warriors forward Draymond Green potentially butting heads with Butler, with each strong-willed in their own unique ways. But Green told The Athletic he is on board with Butler. He wins, I win, that's the fit. Winners win. He's a winner, perennial all-star, tough as nails. That's what Draymond Green said. As has been the case with Butler's previous arrivals, the Warriors are focused on Butler the player more than Butler the personality. I heard he's great, forward Kevon Looney said. All the other stuff, the contract negotiations, you know how that goes. Team spins a narrative, media spins a narrative, player spins a narrative. I don't want to get into all that. I know he's a winner. If he cares about winning, he can fit in easy here. What Butler isn't is Klay Thompson, the three-point shooting splash brother who contributed to championship success alongside Curry before moving on to the Mavericks this past offseason in free agency. It'll look different than what we're used to, Curry said. He can play, I'm sure, a little bit of motion, but he's a shot creator, a finisher, somebody you have to take into account when he's on the floor. He plays at his own speed. He can get to the foul line, takes advantage of matchups. He's a competitor at the highest level. I'm excited to see what it looks like. I'm going to watch a lot of Miami film to see some of the sets they like to run for him and what we can transition to in our playbook. To Curry, It again is game on for the Warriors and for Butler. Biggest thing is it just creates expectations, Curry said, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Perennial All-Star.
I mean, six, eight All-Star appearances?
Six, Hawk. I had to look it up. That's what I was looking up when you were reading it. Last one's 2020. 2023, second team. He's a very good player. I don't know. They adjust their offense in Golden State. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, what they've done. They're adjusting something to include Jimmy Butler's offense into it. He's a 16-point-a-night guy.
But they need that. That's exactly what they need for Steph. Like that's what I'm saying. He's going into the spot that we wished he was in here. Here he was Steph Curry. That doesn't work because he's not Steph Curry. So The situation that we kept trying to talk into reality, he's in now.
But he's not catch and shoot. He doesn't. His offensive game is not fast. It's a slow, methodical game, and that's how he plays. I don't know if they can run. What you run. Okay, give it to Jimmy. Everybody stand. Let him do this little 4,000 pump fake thing that we did down here. I don't think it works, Hawk. I don't know if my analysis is getting it over. I just don't think this moves the needle for Golden State.
I think that we've got this feeling about him in the last, 6 weeks because we've just kind of written him off. And so we've come up with a million reasons. But I happen to feel like the situation that he's going into is the exact situation that we've said for 2-3 years that he would thrive in. We just thought that situation would be here, where you'd have Steph Curry-like one, defined one, superstar, not 1A, 1B, defined superstar, and then Jimmy can feed off that. He's in that situation now. He never had that situation here, which really was part of his complaint. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I'm being asked to do too much, so it'll be interesting.
It was why he wanted Dame. Dame could have been that guy for him to play off of.
You got the 30-point-a-game scorer with Dame, and then, then people aren't box score watching with Jimmy, asking him to do something that he doesn't normally do.
I am now a Golden State fan to see if this works, but I doubt it.
It is interesting. I'm going to be watching those games, man. I will be staying up late to watch those games. I'm going to be watching the Lakers games, too. I'm going to be staying up late to watch the Western Conference, man. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
With the Jimmy Butler trade talk all day long, we've neglected to mention that the Heat did win last night against the 76ers, 108-101. They're in Brooklyn tomorrow. Tip-off is at 7:30.
All right. Yeah, they did win last night. I wanted to bet that, too. Also, I wanted to bet the Matas Buzelis over in the Bulls game, second night of a back-to-back. It was 11.5. He hit the over, just like I said he would.
Matas.
Marlins going to host their Fan Fest Saturday from 4 to 8 at Lone Depot Park. Spring training begins on the 22nd.
Wow. 22nd of March.
No, February.
February?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Are you kidding?
I'm locked into this Marlins team, I'm telling you.
Really. Spring training starts at the end of February?
Yes, sir. I'll check it. You got me. Now you got me all nervous. I've been saying
no,
it
you're right. Yeah, because the season will start like the last week of March or first week of April. You're right.
Who's your favorite player, Dan?
Connor Norby's really good, but I like Xavier Edwards and, of course, Max Meyer on the mound. You can't go wrong with Max Meyer.
Guy had some names for you.
I really am locked in.
I'm going to get me a Norby jersey.
I'm in.
Don't do it.
Do it for one deal. I'm in.
Do like me. Just get a Marlins jersey with no name and no number on the back. You'll be a lot better off that way. Oh, man. My Brandon Ingram jerseys are all gone now. No use in wearing them because he got traded.
Hey, by the way, just apropos of nothing, I know you're talking about baseball, but, I made the prop bet 2 weeks ago, Travis Kelce. And you know my rationale, right? I said I'm going to bet Travis Kelce over early because the casuals are going to come in later in the week, and I'll be sitting pretty. So I bet over 64.5 receiving yards for Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day went down to 61.5. a 3-yard drop, which is unheard of. And then this morning, 60 and a half. Four Man. Yards down from where I put it in. What am I missing here?
I think they caught the dummies early.
Obviously. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I was seeing something the other day when they were bet online. It was something early in the morning. Like, yeah, I wake up with the kids at 6 a.m. And the lady was arguing against Travis Kelce having 22 yards per half. And do the math, that's 44. Well,
but here's the problem, though. Because I bet, you know, someone has to have X amount of rushing yards in each half, you know, and it's like 50 in each half. And the person ends up with 120 yards, but 90 of them came in the second half and 30 in the first half. Remember, you don't split it. So yeah, it's not as easy as doing the math and splitting it.
But the lady that was supposed to be the expert, she said she would not bet that he has 22 yards per half.
I'm guessing based on past performance, she's obviously looking at past performance. He probably has one big half every game.
Yes, and now that's what it is, Hog. I don't know. The thought that the number one target for Patrick Mahomes balls out, I like that. But the Philadelphia Eagles knows as well that they're going to look at Travis Kelce a lot.
Man, Saquon Barkley rushing over is 112 and a half. That is such a massive number.
Hard. We had Dave Mason on, and I hit him with the 111, and he was like, oh, I got 114, and I'm still going over. I was like, this is crazy.
I mean, that's a massive number for a running back. And then in the Super Bowl, you have one game to prepare for 2 weeks, and I'm not saying, oh, you shut down Saquon Barkley, because we do that with every superstar. Well, just shut down Steph Curry, and then you have to rely on Jimmy Butler. Easy win. You can't. But man, that seems like a large number. I don't think I would bet the over on that.
I took the under at 111.
You did take the under?
I took the under.
Yeah.
Have we gotten any of the crazy bets, like what color the Gatorade's going to be, or even the national anthem?
Oh, everything.
Anthem?
I've got them all. I can do it in the next segment. We should probably do some Super Bowl.
Didn't we talk to somebody about national anthem?
By the way, Rob Pizzola was going to join us today. Couldn't join us on Wednesday. He was going to join us today. He's ill. He's got norovirus, which is no good, man.
Like, what's that?
Norovirus, like the flu. It's just, I mean, like, just you feel awful. And you get it on cruise ships a lot. That's where they have those norovirus outbreaks.
He got to send him some emergency, the little effervescent packet.
Send him some Crowder powder. He enjoys Crowder powder.
Man, that knocks you out.
Interesting.
Passing overs, Mahomes is at 253.5. Hertz is at 214.5.
I got Mahomes at 251 and bet it, and I
over?
Got Hurts
you bet
at
the over?
210. Bet the over, yeah.
You bet the over on both quarterbacks passing?
Yeah, on a parlay. Hawk, you talk about it all the time. I don't talk about it, but, man, I got so many damn bets lined up.
I do, too. I've got a lot in action already, and I will have more come Sunday. I'll tell you what I have. I have Chiefs -1. I like the Chiefs, and laying only 1 point to me is very appealing. I have a parlay, Mahomes over 24.5 yards rushing, game total over 42 points. I bought all these numbers down. I'll tell you my strategy
42
here.
42 is good.
And Mahomes over 36.5 passing attempts. So here's my strategy on that, because the Mahomes rushing over, I think, is like 29. I brought it down to 24.5. Total points, I think, is at 48.5 today. I brought it down to 42. And Mahomes' pass attempts, I think, is 36.5. And I bet the over on that. But the Hard Rock app is offering a 59% boost on one of your bets. So my thought was, I'll buy some of these down, and then it'll pay like an actual parlay because I'll apply the 59% boost. So that's what I did with that particular parlay. Then I have an 8-leg parlay working, which I'm not going to tell you all the picks on that, but that would pay plus 10,000. And then I have the Kelce receiving yards over 64.5. But I'm going to have plenty more come Sunday. I like to I like to have a lot of, because this is kind of like the swan song for the season.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at my parlays. I'm not proud of them.
The man's ashamed of his parlays.
And they're not offering me buybacks at this point. So, yeah, Jalen Hurts over 38.5 yards rushing. Patrick Mahomes over 30.5 yards rushing. Chiefs minus one is plus 550.
I like that parlay.
That's not a bad parlay. But look at this little goofy one. This is an Ambien. This might be an Ambien, Hawk. I don't even take Ambien. Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. Patrick Mahomes over 251.5 passing. Patrick Mahomes over 251.5 passing. Jalen Hurts over 210.5 passing. Travis Kelce over 61.5 receiving yards. Jalen Hurts over 39.5 rushing yards. And Patrick Mahomes over 29.5 rushing yards. Plus 2,000.
Yeah, problem is there. You get to the end of it and, like, you're missing two legs, but they're both the same quarterback. You need either 10 more yards passing or 6 more yards rushing. And you're like, okay, on this drive, I need them to – I've done this before, by the way. This is what – I'm speaking from experience. I need them to get to, like, the 4-yard line on a pass. Then I need them to get a holding penalty to send them back 15 yards. So now there's 19 more yards to make up because I'm going to need these rushing yards. I've done this math a million times where I get to the end of the game where it goes, where like mathematically it doesn't seem possible to get enough rushing and receiving yards because there's not. But if you get a holding penalty down towards the goal line, you add 15 more potential yards there and can get you an amazing cover.
I'm going to have a 5-leg cover on 6 and then I'm going to be wishing for overtime. I hate when you're begging for overtime. Just kick the field goal. Just kick the field goal. Don't worry about it. Yeah. These were dumb bets I got going. I got about 4 more, Hawk, that I don't even want to tell people.
Every now and then you just need to hit one dumb bet and it pays for all the other dumb bets.
The only thing is that parlay, it takes into account there's no defense at all either. Everybody's over all over the place. Nobody playing D this game?
Overs are more fun.
I know.
It's more fun to bet.
4,000 yards of offense.
Patrick Mahomes
game,
threw
for me alone.
Threw for 300, rushed for 300. Wow, what a game.
Leave me alone, Dan.
Ooh. Anything else in the headlines, Daniel?
We got Josh Appel.
Josh Appel is on the video. Where are you, Appel?
Where yet?
I'm at Bonnie's Po' Boys.
Ooh, ask him where yet.
Ask where what?
When you go up to the po' boy counter, say, where yet?
I'm a little afraid to annoy these fine people because I'm here before they close.
You're not annoying them.
Can we get you to hold the phone horizontally, Josh?
Where yet?
I'm right here.
No,
we've had that doesn't seem to be working, Josh, for some reason.
Is it better now?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay. So they're a radio show in Miami, 5 WQAM.
Where yet?
Where yet?
Where yet?
They're telling me to say where yet. I don't know if that's like a New Orleans thing or like.
So lame.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Dan, what do you expect? I'm me.
Just put the lady back on the camera. We want to see you. But don't tell her what you're. Oh, did we just lose his connection?
Oh, Johnny's Po' Boys.
I want him to order the Po' Boy as Ed Orgeron, but I don't want him to say to her, hey, they asked me to order the Po' Boy as Ed Orgeron. I just want him, like, he can talk to her like that, but then I want him just to blurt out, all right, let me get a shrimp Po' Boy and a Coke.
He's like, probably telling them.
Like, don't warn her.
He's probably warning her now.
Right. I wish he wasn't. That's what I was trying to keep him on, but he is disconnected. Well, tell them to, are they closing? Because I would say we'll do it in the next segment, but if they're closing.
Oh, wait. I think we got him back. We got him back. Appel's back.
We got him back.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm back.
All right. Go ahead. We want to see her. We want to see you ordering the Po' Boy with her. Do it like we said. Don't tell her what you're doing. Just go ahead and order that Po' Boy.
But it's been ordered already.
But you're supposed to order it as Ed Orgeron.
I did. And then you didn't hear it?
No.
No.
I mean...
I feel like I've really done a good job with my correspondence.
Does anyone believe that he actually ordered it as Ed Orgeron?
No. I didn't do it as Ed Orgeron. That was a lie. But I did order it.
You know,
go order a drink. Josh, yeah. Go order a drink as Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, do something. And don't warn them. Just do it.
Okay, can I get another Coke, please, instead, and a second drink? That.
I want to see her.
She's very confused.
Ask her. Can you repeat my order, please?
What just am I asking?
Can you repeat my order, please?
Can you repeat my order, please?
Oh my god!
She said shrimp dress with a drink.
You did it again, Josh. You did it again, man. I'm proud of you.
It comes through at the end. Oh, and here it is.
That was delightful.
Thank you so much.
Let's see you eat this po' boy. What kind of po' boy did you get?
I got a shrimp po' boy. My wife told me to get a shrimp po' boy, and so I got a shrimp po' boy. I think you guys also told me to get shrimp, so I got shrimp.
Yeah.
Let's dress po' boy or no? You don't know. Oh, yes.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's a good-looking sandwich right there. That's a good-looking sando, Appel. That's a good-looking sando.
A lot of
tomato.
It's a good
Sammy. Yeah, I might have to take a tomato off.
Yeah, that's a lot of tomato.
You do whatever you got to do. I want to see you take a bite of this po' boy and give it a review live on the air. 1 to 5 booms.
Of course. You didn't have to tell me it was going to be on the boom scale. It was obviously going to be. Thank you. Coke, please. Man. All right.
Oh,
Coke, please. I mean, Coke, please. All right, here we go.
We can barely see you. Oh, there you go. Okay, let's see a bite. Oh. It's a shrimp po' boy in New Orleans. Josh Appel.
We'll give it big boom. 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 Boom.
Very nice. Very impressive. Where are you on Bourbon Street? Where are you?
I think I'm close to Bourbon. I think. Honestly, I don't know. I put a po' boy place in the maps. It just took me where this is.
That's a good way to get mugged.
You're always
take me anywhere in New Orleans.
You're always close to Bourbon or Canal in New Orleans. I swear you are.
Is it good? Yeah, good. Yeah, they make such good po' boys there.
It's honestly one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
Right? When you get a good po' boy, that's like, I don't know why they taste so good, but.
So good. And I'm going to have to apologize profusely to this woman behind the counter for putting through that traumatic
apologize
experience.
As Ed Orgeron, though. Let's hear you.
Sorry about all this.
That was delightful. Josh Appel, you have delivered once again.
When do I not? Let's be honest.
Crowder, Venmo him money for the po' boy.
I ain't got it. Hey, I Asia and myself hit the roulette table last night, so I do have it.
Oh, you did? You had a good night?
Yeah. First roll, 23, Hawk.
It's my number.
23 first roll had $40 on 23 first roll.
What I'm talking about. Were you at the casino last night, Appel?
We thought about it, but like I said earlier, went to Drago's for the third consecutive night.
Do they have a roulette table?
Yeah, you play it with the charbroiled oysters. You throw the oysters.
Bad one. You get a bad one. So what else? What'd you get? Just the po' boy and a Coke?
Yep.
Well, Josh, you have outdone yourself once again. We appreciate all your contributions from New Orleans. We want you to enjoy that po' boy. And, you know, sometimes as a pitcher, you get rocked in the first few innings, but then you get it
settle
together
down. You
and
settle
you throw
down
a gem. And I got to tell you, you threw a gem today.
I appreciate you guys. You guys throw gems every day.
Oh, I mean, look at this. We love you, Josh. Enjoy the po' boy. Yeah. Get back to your hotel safely, and we appreciate all your contributions this week.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me here.
That was a strong end. That was a strong finish. He did a great job there. Excellent job. All right, we got to take a break. I don't know what the hell we accomplished this segment, but I feel like it was a lot, to be quite honest. Got to take a break. We'll continue on. So do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, hit him with a yeah, boy!
Yeah, boy!
Hawk and Crowder.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That was delightful in the last segment. That was everything that I had hoped Josh Appel going to New Orleans for was. Yesterday was great because he had the beignets with Kyle Long.
Mm-hmm.
And today was great. He ordered the po' boy as Ed Orgeron with a little, you know, poking from us, a little cajoling there. But it worked out perfectly.
He's still apologizing to that lady, right, as we speak.
100%. He's tipped her $40 on a $10 po' boy.
Yes.
And he's paying for her child's college education.
Oh, what's his name? Tristan? Oh, yeah, Tristan. He's going to, yeah, we'll do this together.
But the bit worked out perfectly. I haven't mentioned this today, but we have this incredible contest going on. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. It's travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas. And it's an incredible prize. Basically, all you need to do is make sure you have the Audacy app, AUDACY. Listen to this radio station for a minimum of an hour a day, and you're going to get entered in the contest. It's a national contest. But if you don't have the Audacy app, go to the App Store, download it. It's AUDACY. Oh, I see Ryan Clark right now on Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed, nice suit. He's got the RC button on. Did he go with you to the casino last night?
No. He doesn't do anything fun. He just works.
Fred Taylor's in town too?
Yeah, Fred was here. Fred was here yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Walking out the room.
Yep.
He was in bed by 9:30.
Are Fred and RC staying for the game? Are you and Asia staying for the game?
No, we're coming back Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Fred bought tickets, but he's trying to flip them. And then RC has to, yeah, he doesn't, he has to work.
RC's got to be there. Yeah,
he has to work. So, yeah, but no. Fred was telling me earlier, he was like, yeah, so they were 3,700. I can get 42 now. I'm going to hold out. Yeah, Fred's a hustler.
He is a hustler.
Yeah.
I got to mention, too, I should have mentioned, and usually Gino Toretta comes on with us on Thursdays. We moved him to tomorrow because the Jimmy Butler news had come out. We wanted to talk Jimmy Butler today, and I didn't want to get bogged down in nonsense with Gino. I want to come out of the box and talk Heat like we did. But we do have an event Saturday at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. So Gino Toretta is going to be there. He's going to be grilling. And you can come by Saturday at Evening's Delight from noon to 3 and get some free food. Solana's going to be grilling. Gino Toretta is going to be grilling. Brian Bishop, our friend, is going to be grilling.
Yeah.
Gino is bringing his Heisman Trophy.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you want to get a picture with Gino and the Heisman Trophy, it's our day before the big game tailgate party. And it'll be Evening's Delight. You can check out all their grills and stuff. Evening's Delight in Pinecrest, Saturday, noon to 3. Gino Toretta will be there with his Heisman Trophy.
That'd be good. Go to Brian and Gino's grill. Stay away from Solana's grill.
Stay away from Solana's grill.
Yeah, I don't know what he's making.
How about this for prop bets? Over under, how many times will three-peat be said? And when they ask broadcast props, it's from the moment of kickoff till the final whistle. It's not pregame, postgame. It's just during the game broadcast, excluding halftime. How many times will three-peat be said? The over-under is set at 1.5.
Oh, over. I was thinking four. I was thinking 4 or 5.
I was thinking 7.
Yeah. Over. That's an easy prop bet.
Because you figure they're going to open with their attempt to have a three-peat, and then you figure whether they get it or not, they're either going to say they got the three-peat or didn't get the three-peat.
Well, again, though, that's not during the game.
A kickoff, and
it's got to be during the game broadcast. So you think at kickoff they say, "And we're underway in the Chiefs' quest for a three-peat."
Yeah, I think so.
3 in a row. I don't know if they're discouraged from saying three-peat, but 3 in a row. Yeah,
well, they're gonna deal with the NFL and Pat Riley, so they've got as much clearance as they want to say three-peat.
Over. I'm gonna take that bet.
How about this one? Speaking of what it'll be called, what will be said first? Tush push or brotherly shove?
Tush push.
Okay.
They called it that in the AFC Championship game. They didn't call it brotherly.
That is the
I think
favorite.
Brotherly shove was a window. I think tush push is what it's called.
Tush push is -1,000. Brotherly shove is +550. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Will Jason Kelce be wearing beads?
No.
He likes to get into the local spirit of things, and that's kind of New Orleans.
But he's under contract now, and I've seen his apparel change through the last couple weeks. I think he's – no, I don't know.
Interesting. I would think yes. Yes is +200. No is -300.
Yeah, no.
What will Jason Kelce do first? Take off his shirt or shotgun or chug a beer?
You're not allowed to drink. My first thought is either one of them, but you can't drink on air. So take off his shirt should be the favorite.
Yeah, that's -120. They're both -120.
Yeah.
Will A.J. Brown be shown live reading a book?
No.
Does he want to lean into this and have it become kind of his thing like it did? No is the big favorite he will not on the sidelines of a Super Bowl be reading a book. But no is -1,000.
Hmm.
If he is reading a book, what book will it be? There's a whole bunch of choices. Of Mice and Men is +1,000. 50 Shades of Grey is +2,000. To
Little
Kill
Women?
A Mockingbird +2,000.
One fish, women. Two fish, red fish, blue fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Give the dog a bone.
Maybe War and Peace, maybe? That'd be a good book.
War and Peace is on the list.
Really? I was going to carry that around on the sidelines.
Yeah, War and Peace is on there. The Bible is on there. Moby Dick is on there.
Of Mice and Men is the favorite?
Favorite is Love Hurts, Buddhist Advice for the Heartbroken.
Hmm. About to say, I don't know if Lenny would get me ready to catch a fourth down pass. Yeah.
Funny as hell book to be reading on the sideline of a Super Bowl, though.
Rabbits. I love the rabbits. The rabbits. I love the rabbits.
Which celebrity will be shown first, Shaq or Cardi B?
Shaq.
I mean.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. -200 favorite.
Okay.
Who will be shown first? Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Archie Manning, or Arch Manning?
Peyton
is the favorite at -150. He's still the king of the Mannings.
He's the guy. Yeah.
How many times will Roger Goodell be shown?
At least twice.
Well, the over-under is 1.5. So you would take the over on Goodell?
Yes. Yeah. Especially what happened when he just came out with that DEI. The whole, State of the Union address he just did.
Yeah.
I think they're going to show him because he's that, I think he he talked about more than football recently. So that's why I think they're showing.
Look, and there's a whole, I have a whole bunch of broadcast ones for Tom Brady. Well, I will probably be able to do more tomorrow. I haven't even looked on the Hard Rock app, like how many prop bets are on there.
Will Tom Brady say something that's extremely known to everybody in the world? Yes.
Like, will he say something obvious to everyone?
I really do enjoy Tom, but sometimes I don't know if he gets caught in the air. He'll be like, oh, fourth and three. They need 3 yards here to get a first down. Huh?
What they'd like in this situation is to get at least 3 yards. Oh, interesting. You don't say.
And the team that scores the most points will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Nailed it, Jimmy.
Oh, they're down by three here. Field goal will tie it.
That's how you become the GOAT. You keep it simple, man. Keep it simple.
How you become the GOAT. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. So do not go anywhere. We will continue to have some fun as we get ready for the Super Bowl and life without Jimmy Butler in Miami.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You going to eat that cornbread?
Hawk and Crowder.